Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
Chapter 12, The Last Agent.
Here we go! Let's get you out of the rain!
Dell carried Gideon along the ledge and off the Great Wall onto the shore.
My hut is right on the side of the dam.
The dam?
Down we go. Onto the mattress. It's not soft, but better than the bottom of the lake. Sleep it off, kid.
Is Gideon...
He took in some water, but his breathing sounds all right. I think he'll be okay.
Thank you.
Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about you, pal. Hope you like beets. Grew them myself.
He likes just about everything.
Yeah, you do.
Doggo, slow down.
Don't worry about it. Plenty more where that came from. Let me find you something to dry off with.
The smell of Dell's little hut brought memories rushing back. It felt like home. A home that didn't exist anymore.
Again!
She has such a beautiful voice. A beautiful voice.
She certainly does.
Iowa? Iowa? Have some tea. I grow the leaves, too.
Huh? Oh, thanks.
How are you feeling?
Better now. You call that wall a dam?
According to the signs, the ancients used to call it Hoover Dam.
It holds the water back.
Pretty much the only thing keeping the desert below from turning into a sea.
Water walled off to the sand.
The signs say it had big machinery inside it that helped it create power, but I would never go in there. It's not safe anymore.
This hut is your safe house?
That's right. Oh, I should have asked. Anyone following you? Regulators, maybe?
There was a man who was following, but I don't think he made it out of Las Vegas.
You were in Las Vegas. Not for the auction.
Yeah, someone tried to sell Doggo.
He would have fetched a pretty big price, that's for sure. How'd you get away?
There was a fire. Gideon and I rescued Doggo and made it back to the boat.
Huh. You're a lot tougher than you look, aren't ya?
I've heard that before.
Well, if any of those nasty buggers survived, you can be sure they're still coming. Which means we need to leave first thing in the morning.
Leave?
I still got a long trip ahead of me. Oh. You thought you were here. That the wall led to Haven.
No, I just... the song.
Oh, good. You know the song.
Jump, jump, jump. From water walled off to the sand, all must fail, fail, fail.
for child and dog to cross the land.
All must fail. Yeah.
What does it mean?
I think it means the other agents, the ones who came before us. But there's another verse. Another leg of the journey. The most difficult one. Here, read for yourself.
The page missing from the librarian's book. The final verse. Then soar, 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 at the world's end to fly. Two by two, we'll enter haven. Children of the earth, sea, and sky. Eagles, and whales, and people, and dogs. Where did you get this?
It was here when I took over as an agent.
Did you meet the agent before you?
Many times. Last time I saw Dakota, she brought me a porcupine. Right before the regs got her.
The agent before me was named Arizona. They got her too.
All must fail, fail, fail.
Yeah. So, the last verse, the last part of the journey.
I don't know why I was chosen, but I try not to question it.
Why you were chosen? You're the last one.
I am. Child and dog. Still hungry, huh, pal? Here, give these almonds a try.
You're really good with him.
I've had some practice.
You've seen dogs like him before?
Oh, well, this guy is one of a kind, but there were other animals. A raccoon, a cat, even had a deer once. But the pipeline dried up years ago. I've been here waiting, hoping. I was starting to wonder if anyone would ever come again. And now, here you are, you and Doggo.
Here we are.
This gives me hope, Iowa, that you and Gideon will go back and keep this work alive.
Go back?
To find more animals. Establish new safe houses, restart the chain, keep it moving while I take Doggo to Haven.
Right.
You're gonna love it there, pal. It's like a dream.
A dream.
Sounds like the rain is stopping. I'm going to start gathering supplies for the trip. You two get some rest.
We did it, Doggo. We did it.
Iowa?
Gideon, you okay?
I guess I am. How did we get here?
His name is Delaware. He saved us. This is where he lives. Here, have some water.
I think I swallowed enough water. Thanks. Is this Haven?
No, there's another part of the journey. Del's leg.
Del, then he's...
Yeah, the final agent. He knows the way. He's the one who brings the animals to Haven.
But what about the song, the prophecy?
The song says child and dog. It's Del. He's the one. Not me.
Oh, Iowa. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's not about me. This was always about Doggo. Getting him to Haven.
But, Iowa...
I'm going to get some sleep. Doggo's got a big day ahead of him. Don't you, buddy? Sleep tight, Doggo. Soar, soar, soar. At the world's end to fly. Two by two, we'll enter Haven. Doggo? You're up too, huh? Good. We can watch the last sunrise together. Come here, you. I'll scratch your ears the way you like. Fire-breathing regulators, giant insect swarms, exploding cannibals. We've been through a lot together, huh? The song says once you and Del enter Haven, there will be animals of the earth, sea, and sky. They'll all come back.
Will you come back too, Dogma?
Sorry. You must still be hungry.
How about some breakfast?
Look what I got here.
A tomato.
Your favorite.
Here you go. Just like the first time we met.
What? You never say no to tomatoes. Why are you pushing it back?
Oh. You want me to have it?
How about we split it in half?
Yeah. I love you too.
I know. I'll never forget you. Ever. I promise.
Iowa?
Hey!
Oh, sorry. Are you...
I'm happy. Today's the day Doggo goes to Haven.
Are you sure those are happy tears?
Here comes Delaware.
Good news! Your boat washed up on the shore, and it's not in terrible shape. Gideon! Good to see you up and about. I'm Del.
Hi, thanks for saving us.
My pleasure. Morning, Iowa. How you doing there, Doggo? Got you a beat from the garden.
You have the supplies you need for the journey?
Sure do. I carry most of it, but I've got this harness for Doggo to help with the rest. This way, he's got his own water supply.
You want him to wear that?
Made it myself. It should fit him fine. Easy, boy.
Let me give you a hand.
We just put this over his head and attach the straps.
Hold still, Doggo. You want to make sure you have enough water. It gets really hot in the desert.
You have no idea.
How many days to... you know.
It's about an 8-day walk to Haven, depending on the conditions. Out there, the sandstorms can last for weeks, but the harness keeps us tied together no matter what.
Can I ask you a question? What does it mean to soar at the world's end?
I'm not really supposed to say, Iowa. Just in case you get caught, it's better that you don't know. But on my honor as an agent, I promise I will protect Doggo with my life. The stakes are too high for us to fail like the others.
You hear that, Doggo? Del is going to take good care of you.
What's that smell?
Smoke.
Oh no.
Regulators!
They must have tracked you from Las Vegas. They're still a few miles from here, but Doggo and I need to get going. The tunnel under my hut will take us down to the desert. You and Gideon get back to the boat. What you are doing is too important to give up. There have to be more out there, like Doggo. Remember, rebuild the chain.
Rebuild the chain.
Do you want to say goodbye to Doggo?
No, I... We already said our goodbyes.
Okay then. Off we go to Haven. Your parents would be proud of you, Iowa.
I helped Del move his bed. He brushed aside some dirt to reveal the trap door.
All right, Doggo. Down we go.
I watched them climb down into the tunnel and listened as long as I could.
They're on their way.
Help me move the bed back.
Iowa?
Let's get back to the boat. Goodbye, Doggo.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
What a mess.
At least it didn't sink to the bottom. Let's see if we can get the boat patched up and back in the water before the regulators get here.
I don't smell the smoke anymore, do you?
Maybe they went a different direction. Come on, let's find the hole.
It must be down here on this end, or it felt like we hit a big rock or something.
Look, Gideon.
Is that a spike?
A metal spike, right at the waterline.
Where did that come from?
Sticking out of the dam, maybe?
That's a pretty big hole. How are we gonna fix it? All we have left is the sack of Mama Bee's powder.
Yeah, we're not using that to plug any holes. Maybe there's something inside the dam? Grab the torches and come on.
Are you sure it's safe in there? The wall looks kind of crumbly.
It's holding back a giant lake of water. I doubt we're going to make it collapse.
Whoa.
We stepped through the door and entered into a great hall filled with enormous round tubs.
Wow. This place...
It's huge.
Look, these big sheets of metal. We can use them to fix the boat.
Okay, let's grab one and get out of here.
Hang on. Before we go...
Oh, I've seen this look, but this isn't time for your collecting, Iowa.
Just look around.
What about it?
Does it look dirty to you? Dusty? Do you see a bunch of cobwebs?
No, I mean it's big and weird, but clean.
Come with me down these stairs.
You don't know what's down there. And why does it matter that it's clean?
It's probably nothing. It's just Dell said he'd never been in here. But this dam is hundreds of years old, right?
At least.
And there's a big hole in the ceiling up there. Goes all the way up to the top of the dam. So who's doing the dusting?
I mean, it's not that clean. Look at the muddy footprints in front of that door.
Footprints. Hydroelectric control room. Somebody's been in there.
I can't see anything.
Hold your torch higher.
Just a lot of shadows.
Ah! Monster! I saw a little monster! There! Right there!
Here.
Oh no.
What? What is it? The monster?
It's okay, Gideon. It's not a monster. It's an animal.
But it's not moving.
That's because it's not alive.
It isn't? It looks so real.
I think it is real. It's just... stuffed. Mounted on this stand. See? Animalia? Chordata? Mammalia? Common name, raccoon.
A raccoon?
It's been preserved somehow.
Why?
I don't know. Help me light the torches on the wall. It can't be.
Iowa? They're...
They can't hurt you, Gideon. They're not alive. None of them are alive.
They're all animals.
So many animals.
What were they?
That's a fox, and that one is a porcupine, and a deer.
Look at that one. Are those wings? It says an ankle. Iowa? Is this Haven?
No, Gideon. Haven is a place where animals live free. This is something very different.
The last stand is empty.
Hold your torch lower.
What does it say?
Anis lupus familiaris. Oh, Gideon, the stand is for a dog.
You mean like...
Dell isn't taking Doggo to Haven.
Oh no, Iowa. What does it mean?
Fail for child and dog to cross the land, the dam.
Iowa?
Listen to me very carefully, Gideon.
I want you to go back to the boat and find the sack of powder.
Why? What are you going to do?
I'm going to get Doggo back.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.